Family of Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today we are starting a new Bible chapter, and that is the book of Ezra. And let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision, and thank you for always being there for us, Father. While we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, may you please forgive us, may you continue blessing us, and then your holy angels to come and be with us always, and to come and guide us in whatever things that we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's start off with our wonder chapter, rebuilding the altar. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, the people assembled together as one in Jerusalem. Then Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his fellow priest, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his associates began to build the temple of the Lord God of Israel to sacrifice burnt offerings on it, in accordance with what was written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Despite their fear of the people around them, they built an altar on his foundation and sacrificed the offerings unto the Lord, both morning and evening sacrifices. Then, in accordance with what is written, they celebrated the festival of tabernacles with the required number of burnt offerings prescribed each day. After that, they presented the regular burnt offerings, the new moon sacrifices, and the sacrifices for all appointed sacred festivals of the Lord, as well as those brought as free will offerings to the Lord. On the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, though the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters, and gave food and drink and olive oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre, so that they would bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa, as authorized by Cyrus, king of Persia. In the second month of the second year, after the arrival of the house of God in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Zadok, and the rest of the people, the priests and the Levites, and all who had returned from captivity to Jerusalem, began the work. They appointed Levites 22 years old and older to supervise the building of the house of the Lord. Joshua and his sons and brothers of Kadmiel and his sons, descendants of Hodaviah, and the sons of Henadad and the sons and brothers, all Levites, joined together in supervising those working on the house of the Lord. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and their trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, took their place to praise the Lord as prescribed by David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, "He is good, his love towards Israel endures forever." All the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish between the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise that the sound was heard far away. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. It's another short wonder chapter, but I just want us to pick two messages. The first one comes from verse 3. Despite the fear of the peoples around them, they built the altar on its foundation and sacrificed the burnt offerings unto it to the Lord, both morning and evening sacrifices. Amen. Today, the Bible indirectly is telling us that on this Christian journey that we are in, on this walk of faith that we are going through, we shall not have a smooth journey. It won't be a smooth journey. It will be a roller coaster. That not everyone that we meet will want to support us. We shall meet so many allies of the enemy who will try to break us one way or another, who will try to, you know, make us lose track, who will try to move us left and right on this journey of ours. But the Bible is telling us that we should remain calm, we should be strong, and we should not fear. Because the most important thing is having the Lord on our side. And once we have the Lord on our side, there is nothing, nothing that can come to stop us. And the other message that I really wanted us to pick came from verse 11. What does verse 11 say? Verse 11 says, with praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord. He is good. His mercy towards Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. What I want us to quote is, he is good. His mercy towards Israel endures forever. Where it is Israel, you can put your name. The Lord loves us so, so much that we do not even realize. Like so many times, we just take it for granted because now it's like something so normal, you get? But the Bible is telling us today that we need to hold on to the Lord. Because the amount of love that he has for us, it's just everlasting. You can't quantify it. And this is what the enemy wants to do. The enemy always wants to disorganize us. He always wants to, you know, make sure you do not see how much the Lord loves you. He wants to put a sheet to distract you from seeing how much God loves you. And he wants you to start feeling lonely. He wants you to start feeling like, oh my God, no one is there for you. No. No, 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 no. The Lord is always there for you. Don't let the voice of the enemy confuse you. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will open heavens and send thunders of angels to come and fight for you. Never let the devil confuse you and think like, oh my God, I'm alone. You know, never. The Lord sees something special in you, and otherwise he wouldn't have created you in the first place. He loves you so much because you are part of him. You are created in his image. And whenever you are going through tough times and the devil is trying to know, you know what, make you think and overthink and start thinking of things you're not even supposed to think of, just remember that the Lord loves you and that he will fight for you. And that's the message I have for you today. Get some time. Read Ezra chapter 3. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, what we have done and what we have failed to do. May God be protecting us. May God be guiding us, Father Almighty. And as we start this new journey, we pray that may you give us strength and may you give us the Holy Spirit to always come and show us that no matter what we go through, you love us and will always take care of us. We pray all this believing and trusting you in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.